Now, we've covered this before, and it was almost strike action last October in relation to Section 39 workers. Workers and organisations that are funded by the HSE under the Section 39 clarification, who weren't getting equal pay and weren't getting the same pay as other workers in different clarifications for doing essentially the same jobs. Sue Hinchcliffe, who works for Kerry Parents and Friends and is a SIPTU representative, and Brenda Heffernan, I should say, who also works for Kerry Parents and Friends and is the mother of a young person who uses its services. I spoke to Brenda last October, but yesterday I spoke to both Sue and Brenda, starting with Sue, about the fact that they're not happy. They still haven't been given the equal amount of pay. They're saying that staff at Kerry Parents and Friends have only got paid 65% of what is owed to them by the HSE up to Christmas at 2023. She said other organisations such as Family Resource Centres have gotten 100% of what was owed to them. They're not happy and they're calling out the HSE to do the right thing. I first of all spoke to Sue and asked her what had changed, if anything, since last October.
Yeah, where things stand, as from my point of view, the strike was called off because there was an agreement that equated to sort of 8.2% pay rise. But along with that, we had government assurances that they would provide sustainable funding, that they recognised the lack of funding was leading to the significant recruitment and retention problems, and that they had a desire to gain pay parity for us, which is to pay us the equivalent of people in Section 38 and HSE who are doing the same job. But at the moment, we've received 65% of the pay package up to Christmas. We've not had a pay increase for our hourly wage, and all we've had is that 65%.
So you're owed effectively 35% is what you're saying? Or you haven't been paid or hasn't been made square by the government?
Yeah, but that's only accounting for the money that we're owed up until Christmas 2023.
Okay, so are you saying you haven't gotten the 8.5% pay rise?
We have not got, no. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, and what would you like to see happen?
What we would like to see happen is that we feel that we want more publicity and we want more action from the government and from the HSE to fund Kerry Parents and Friends and other Section 39 organisations, because at the moment we have a staffing recruitment and retention problem, and all we can see is our pay is not equivalent, so people can earn more money and get better conditions by doing the same job somewhere else.
Brenda Heffernan, your view on this and what impact Sue was talking there about the issue of recruitment and retention problems, what impact is that having on services in Kerry from your point of view as an employee and as a person who has a parent, a child using a service?
Well, as an employee, there's a lot of the recruitment is not happening really, because some of the day service staff are actually being recruited to work weekends and work nights and work extra hours onto their day shifts, because we can't get the staff to work in the Section 39 under the Kerry Parents and Friends. There is a respite house that was opened 5 years ago. It's called Cushna Fela, and that has closed recently because we can't staff it. It's not safe to run the house the way that the staffing levels are. So that house is after being closed. It has had an awful effect on families. They just have nowhere else to go at the moment. We've only one respite house attached to the Little Soul services at the moment, and it's just shocking.
And this is what's leading to the frustrations, leading to you trying to provide a service that you can't provide because you're waiting for this money, effectively, or the same rates of pay.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Like in the recruitment, I suppose, if other agencies are offering better pay and better conditions and better
you know where a person is going to go if they can be guaranteed better terms.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Well, Brenda, we got onto the HSE for a response in relation to your concerns, yourself and Sue's concerns, and other staff within the Section 39 area, and they have said the following to us. An agreement has been reached under the WRC for an 8% pay increase for staff working in a range of organisations funded under Section 39 of the Health Act. The HSE is tasked with developing administrative arrangements to make this additional funding available and ensure appropriate accountability for related expenditure. As a first step, an advance funding payment was made to a phase one grouping of organisations prior to receiving formal validated applications from Section 39 organisations. Organisations within all community services in receipt of greater than €250,000 in 2022 were included in this phase one interim payment. The payment was made to these organisations the last week in January and the first week in February. All eligible Section 39 organisations will, regardless of level of funding, be asked to participate in the next phase of the process. The HSE has developed a process for allocating the balance of funding with a view to avoiding front-loading the administrative burden on the organisations and HSE in a manner which would unnecessarily delay the distribution of the additional funds and fail to meet the expectations of all parties of the WRC agreement. It will be completed or complemented with any additional evidence self-certification from each employer body deemed necessary to ensure effective financial governance. The HSE will communicate with all Section 39 organisations and engage in a data collection exercise that will allow the HSE to determine the funding to be allocated to the organisation so they can pay the increases to staff. The HSE understands the frustration of staff employed in these organisations and is seeking to progress this process as quickly as possible, is what they're saying. So, Brendan, what they seem to be saying is that the money is on the way, but it's taking time, governance has to be adhered to, and there's a process underway. What's your response to that?
Well, they promised us that the agreement was made, that we wouldn't strike in October. Then we were told we'd get it at Christmas. We didn't get it at Christmas. Then we were told we would get it in January. We didn't get it in January. And then we got it in February. We got a lot less than what the other organisations got.
Yeah.
Some organisations that are in the Section 39 have got their full pay.
And you haven't.
And we haven't received
but
ours.
Does that mean then you're part of this phase two that they're talking about there, but I suppose the overall point seems to be taking a long time.
Yeah, we probably are phase two, but like they're giving us a lot of false promises and still when the date comes we don't get it.
And in the meantime you're trying to hire staff and compete for staff out there in the open marketplace.
Yeah, and it's not happening. People, we can't recruit people because if they're going to get better pay elsewhere, of course they're going to go for it. But it is the families that are suffering as well because, like I say, that respite house was vital. Families marched above in Dublin years ago to get that house. And it was running smoothly for a while, and then when the recruitment decline came in and COVID came in, just the whole lot just is after going absolutely wallop all of a sudden now, and the house is closed.
Yeah.
People are in dire straits.
Yeah,
and
people
like
need
staff here as well. Like there's young staff here. They're looking at their future, their families, mortgages, and things like that. And if they're not getting the same rate to pay, people are going to start walking out the door, and then we don't have a service for the people with disabilities.
Sue, what's your response to that? The HSE are saying, look, it's a process. We're getting there. It's taking time.
Yeah.
We have to ensure proper governance. And
but
all of
the
that.
HSE, what I would say is the HSE have had since last November to get all of this into place. They fund our organisations, so they must have some idea. I'm not a manager and I don't work in finance, but also to compound our situation, the new public service pay award was given to HSE and Section 38 workers. Equates to 9.25 or 10.25 increase until mid-2026. So if our pay isn't, if this isn't resolved, we're going to be another 10% below HSE workers and Section 38 workers, compounding our problem.